You're listening to Wheelationships.
I get the privilege this morning of painting a picture for you of the fun-loving expressives. Now, as you may recall, the other descriptives they're known by are the man, if you're looking at the scriptural reference of the lion, the man, the ox, and the eagle. The I, if it's D-I-S-C, you're more familiar with, or sanguine, if you're more familiar with Hippocrates, choleric, sanguine, phlegmatic, and melancholy. Now, we've learned thus far that the drivers are the control specialists, the amiables are the support specialists, and we'll soon see that the expressives are the social specialists. Now, there are a lot of different pictures depicting the image of Jesus, and most of them that I've seen either show him in a state of suffering or very serene. And I saw this photo several years ago, and I loved it. This is what I imagine Jesus must look like with the expressives around. Because the creator of all joy and happiness surely must find these expressives as entertaining as I do. Now, as we talk about them this morning, remember what we've cautioned you about each week. As we paint this picture, we are painting the most vivid picture, the farthest end of the spectrum. So blendings will make a big difference in how you are able to relate to each of these personalities and identifying whether that is you or someone else that you're looking at. Blendings are going to have a big effect there, but we're painting for you the most vivid end of the spectrum of the expressives this morning. Now, there are two primary things that they hunger for. They hunger for enthusiasm and people. They are full of life. They're always like having people around, and this temperament types are the ones that you can hear from across the room. You can see them from afar, because if they're talking, they're talking with their hands and their arms and their gestures, and they're moving. That first outwardly way you can recognize them is by their excitement. They're animated. They laugh easily, and they usually laugh loudly, which brings us to the second trait they're outwardly recognized by, and that's being loud in a crowd. My daughter Shay and I were talking this past week about this series, and I was reminded of a time when she was in about 8th or 9th grade, and there was this young fella at church that was very much an expressive, probably one of the loudest, I want the spotlight on me expressives that were around me at the time. I felt certain that if scripture could be adapted to fit him, it would be something along the lines of, where two or three are gathered together, there I am loudly in the midst of them. Well, the previous Sunday, a bunch of the young people had come to the house, and he, of course, was included. And suddenly my home felt very, very small with this loud, demonstrative, expressive in the house. And then just a few days later on that Wednesday, as she and I are waiting on sitting up on the bleacher steps waiting for her dad to get finished and wind up so we could head home, there was this expressive. Again, the same young man, just a mere feet away, entertaining the other young people with his antics. And as he was saying different things and continued on, and I realized there was no off switch. There was no volume control. And my poor little introverted analytical ears were beginning to just beg for mercy. And I turned to my daughter and looked with maternally pleading eyes and just said, "Please don't ever marry him." Of course, she just looked at me and like I'd lost my mind and said, "Okay." He was a wonderful young man, but in a flash, I could see future family gatherings, Christmas, Thanksgiving, where his loud extroverted qualities would be completely exhausting my more quiet introverted ones. Well, we've talked about both the drivers and the amiables already, and they can be loud in small groups, but expressives love the crowd. The more the merrier. The driver and the expressives are the two extroverts of our quartet of four there, but unlike the driver whose focus is on the project, the expressive's focus is on the people. For them, the project is only a means to get the people excited. Must have been an expressive that coined the phrase, "The only thing better than fellowship is more fellows in the ship." It's all about fun, making sure everybody is happy. Their reaction phrase to life is, "Let's all get excited. Now, there's a couple interesting things to notice about that phrase. The first thing you English scholars might see is let's all is redundant. Let's is let us, so you have us all. Expressives can be redundant. They can tell you a story today and repeat the same story tomorrow with the same enthusiasm and the same amount of drama as they tell it. The other thing about the phrase, let's all get excited, is that it's an incomplete thought. Get excited about what? Expressives don't care. In their hunger for enthusiasm, they just want to see everyone excited. Now, here's some things to know about the expressive. Number one, they desperately need to have a positive response. This runs deep in this personality type. They have to see a face, and they have to see that face respond. When we talked about drivers, I shared with you our middle girl who has a lot of driver qualities. She also has a lot of strong expressive qualities. And when she was little, man, she could talk. She would talk. And, you know, I was trying to get things done, trying to be busy. You can only just stop so many times in a day. And I would oftentimes find myself continuing going about doing whatever I was doing while she was talking until finally one day she looked at me with exasperation and said, "Mommy, I need you to listen to me with my eyes." Expressives have to see a face, and they want to see that face respond. About 5 or 6 years ago, I was getting my hair done, and as you know, beauty salons, barber shops, they are notoriously very social places, and therefore probably largely staffed by amiables and expressives, both of whom love that one-on-one interaction. And my hairdresser, who is probably an analytical at home, was very definitely an expressive in her shop. She talked loud. She would make very wide sweeping gestures with her hands as she would talk. And as she cut my hair that day and completed the cut, man, she was happy about that haircut. And so was I. I really was. I loved it. But evidently, I was not showing it to the degree that her little expressive heart was hoping for. See, being an analytical, I don't like unexpected attention being drawn to me. It makes me very uncomfortable. And we quickly became that annoying person to one another. Because when I failed to give her the positive response that she hungered for, she began soliciting opinions of everyone in the shop, going from patron to patron to coworker. I mean, literally hitting everybody from one end of the shop to the other. "Oh, don't you like Trudy's hair? Isn't that cut great? Doesn't it look good on her?" Getting louder and louder as she went along from person to person. Now, all I could think of was by that time of day, my makeup had melted completely off my face. I didn't feel like I looked attractive at all, despite the nice haircut. And the last thing I wanted was everybody looking at me. I just wanted to get out the door as quickly as possible and end what I felt like was a very painfully embarrassing situation. You see, when an expressive feels as if they are failing to get you excited, they just get louder and more excited, trying so hard to generate in you the response they're hungering for. The other three temperaments tend to look at the expressives and say, "I don't need to get excited. You've got enough excitement for everyone. If anything, you need to tone it down just a bit." And people tend to think because they give so much joy, you don't need to give an expressive joy, but they hunger for it. Same type of mistake is often made with the amiables that Tim spoke about last week. Amiables give respect to everyone. It's very easy for them to give respect to the other temperaments, but so many of the other temperaments fail to give respect to the amiable because they aren't that strong driver or that enthusiastic expressive. They're much more low-keyed. Well, expressives hunger for your positive response, and all too often the other temperaments, they just want to bust their bubble. So here's a key phrase for you to use if you have a close relationship with an expressive. Maybe you're married to one, you're raising one, you work closely with one. And here it is. That might be a good idea. Now, an expressive will come to you in a burst of energy with some kind of grandiose idea. Hey, honey, I think we need to knock out this wall and recarpet this whole area, and we could put a big flat screen right there, maybe go with the whole surround sound thing. And if you can respond with, "That might be a good idea," with some measure of enthusiasm, that's all they're going to want to hear. Because 9 times out of 10 in a week from now, they're not going to be near as excited about whatever it was they were excited about in the first place, and they're going to be excited about something else. Let them dream without bursting their bubble. The second thing to know about expressives, they are flexible. Now, drivers, amiables, analyticals, can all be very stubborn. Expressives, typically, they're not stubborn at all. As a leader, a driver is going to have a tendency to push their ideas on people. Expressives, they draw people into their ideas, but they're flexible. Remember, their reaction phrase is, "Let's all get excited." They are more than willing to change the this. I came across a story here, an expressive from Southern California was crazy about a singer from England named Michael Ball. She discovered he was performing in Toronto, Canada, and immediately invited friends to join her for a weekend trip to Toronto so they could feast on this singer. To make a long story short, the Michael Ball presenting in Toronto wasn't a singer, but a scientist preparing a paper at a conference. So there they were, stuck in Toronto at a scientific conference with no music. But the weekend couldn't have turned out better. Because of her spontaneity and charm, the friends claimed they created a whole weekend out of nothing and would follow her anywhere she decided to travel, simply to share her spirited sense of adventure. Another thing that story tells us about expressives, they don't get all the facts and they rush headlong into something without thinking it through. But they're flexible. And part of that flexibility comes from their short attention span. They get easily bored, so they strive to find a way to make things around them fun and funny, and science isn't either fun nor funny. Here's another expressive story. In 7th grade, the biology teacher had us dissect fetal pigs. My friend and I pocketed the snout of a pig and stuck it on the water fountain so that the water shot up straight through the pig's nostrils. No one really noticed it until they were bent over just about to take a drink. The problem is, we wanted to stick around and see the results, but when we started laughing so hard, we got caught. We all got the paddle for that one. See, an expressive can take an ordinary event of life and turn it into a hilarious story. They're also referred to as an odd experience magnet. One of the expressives told this encounter. Through business, I had been talking with a woman from California for months, but we had never met in person. When I found out she was coming to Arizona, I invited her to join me for lunch. I'd never seen a picture of her, but I figured, how many women are going to be waiting at Applebee's for a lunch partner? I'll find her, no problem. Well, I got to the restaurant a few minutes late, which, by the way, is a common occurrence for expressives, and asked if there were any women waiting for someone to join them. Well, sure enough, she was there first. I practically ran over to the table. She stuck out her hand to shake, and I said, "Oh, come on, let's hug," and gave her a huge hug. I sat down and started talking and talking and talking. Well, I did think that some of the things she said were weird, like she thought I was in the manufacturing industry, but I found lots in common to talk about, so I didn't pay much attention to that. Then I asked her how the baby was doing. You know, I thought she looked awfully old to have a baby, but I thought, hey, you know, women are having babies later in life these days. Anyway, this time she looked at me like I was nuts and said, "I only have one child and she's 27 years old. Well, suddenly a light went on and I said, "May I see your business card?" I took one look and realized she was the wrong person. I cleared my throat and said, "I don't know how to say this, but I'm not your lunch date and you're not mine. I wonder if they're eating lunch together somewhere." Well, I jumped up and ran to the front of the restaurant, and sure enough, my real lunch date was sitting there waiting for me. See, only an expressive can talk to a total stranger for 20 minutes without realizing it's a total stranger. So next, here are a few things to love about an expressive. They are the first to, as you might have expected, they're the first to get excited. The nice thing, though, is they're going to get excited about their ideas and they're going to get excited about your ideas. See, if you're looking for critiques, you're going to want to go to the driver or the analytical. In fact, they will probably critique it far more than you probably even want them to. But if you want to feel good about yourself or feel good about your ideas, you need to go to an expressive because they're going to make you feel like you can do anything and that your idea is wonderful. I know that that is one of the many reasons, just one, that God put Sally here in my life. I doubt Sally's primary temperament is expressive, but I guess she's got a fair amount in her blending. Because pretty much anything I do, I can go to Sally and she'll make me feel like I am the greatest thing to come down the pike. Anything I create, any idea I come up with, anything I think I might want to try, she makes me feel like I'm going to be such a success. It's a gifting that these expressives have. The second thing is they are the first to reach out to a stranger. Now think back to a time when it was your first day somewhere. Maybe your first day at school, first day on the job, first day at a new church. Who was it that made you feel welcome and at ease? Chances are it was probably an expressive because they are the first to reach out to a stranger. Number three, they're the first to volunteer to help. Now, this can also be a negative because they have a hard time saying no, which makes them prone to overcommit. But if someone says, hey, I'm moving this Saturday, can anybody help me? That expressive is going to be the first to volunteer. Sure, I'll come. Now, they probably will be late. You might not get a whole lot of work out of them, but you're going to have an awful lot of fun while you're doing it. Number four, the first to find humor in a catastrophe. Something bad happens, everyone else is blowing up, the expressive comes up with something funny to say, and everybody's able to laugh and relax. Number five, they are the first to be affectionate and encourage. When you walk in a room, they're the ones that are the first to give you a hug, a pat on the back. You know, personal space is not a problem with an expressive. Now, drivers, they aren't terribly affectionate. Amiables are affectionate, but it's usually in response to somebody else initiating. And analyticals, they're mainly affectionate with just their own family. But expressives, they are affectionate with everyone. It doesn't matter if they've known you for 1 minute or 1 year, they're affectionate. Number six, they are the first to find a creative compromise. Now, because of this, they tend to make really great mediators. They want both sides to be happy. They're quick thinkers. They're creative. So they often come up with a solution that pleases everybody. And the last thing, they are the first to discern how you are feeling. Now, everybody can be self-centered. Expressives are no exception. But because an expressive is so much more in tune to other people's expressions, remember I said they need to see a face and see a reaction. They're so much more discerning of expressions than the other temperaments. Like they have a keener sensitivity to how the others are feeling. Now, our middle daughter that I mentioned that has that strong driver aspect, she's got a lot of expressive in her too. And typically, drivers aren't real people conscious. Expressives are. And it's that part of her expressive nature that makes her the quickest and the most sensitive to kind of discern out how I'm feeling as mom in the home and to verbalize it. You know, so if I'm sad or if I'm bothered, it might not catch anybody else's radar, but she's the most sensitive and the quickest to not only notice, but to also verbalize, you know, mom, are you okay? You know, mom, do you feel all right? Now, each of these temperaments have a long list of strengths and weaknesses. You know, I mentioned we'll be doing a more in-depth test here in a few weeks. That's going to show you just a bunch of strengths and weaknesses from each temperament. But we're going to mention just a few negatives this morning, certainly not hitting them all, but I think you need to be aware of these. Now, I said that the expressives are the first to get excited. They're the first to be affectionate. They're the first to reach out, the first to volunteer, and the first to quit. That's number one. Sometimes it's the result of overcommitting. They very much live in the here and now, and they tend to have a poor sense of the future. Oh yeah, sure, I can do that, no problem. Completely forgetting other commitments that they've already made. The other reason they're the first to quit is that they volunteer, and then after a few months, when nobody's patting them on the back anymore, nobody's singing their praises, those expressives kind of think, well, hey, I'm flexible. I didn't have to do this for 3 years. I can just do it for 3 months. That's long enough. One of the dangers for an expressive is when the fun is gone, so are they. Proverbs 20:25. It is a trap for a man to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider his vows. Negative number two, they have loose lips. An expressive needs to train themselves to talk less and listen more. That old adage that God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason is especially important for an expressive to remember. They also have the danger of speaking before they think and saying the wrong thing. Exaggerating, which is mostly done to embellish a story so people will laugh more. They're prone to gossip and prone to lying. Because they tend to live in the moment, expressives that don't have a spirit-controlled tongue will say whatever seems necessary for the moment, even if it's not true. If they get caught or they see they've made someone unhappy, they'll simply exclaim, "Oh, I was just kidding." They have a difficult time accepting responsibility. It's someone else's fault, not mine, which makes them very good at coming up with excuses. Remember, I told you they were quick thinkers, very creative. Also makes them prone to not telling the truth, coming up with excuses when they're caught in a bind. They would rather change their circumstances than change themselves. James 3, 5, and 6. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body. In Proverbs 10:19, sin is not ended by multiplying words, but the prudent hold their tongue. Number three, forgetful and unorganized. An expressive from Newport Beach went shopping at the vast South Coast Plaza. When she came out of the store, her car was gone. After hunting around by herself, she called the security guard who drove her up and down each row in the entire set of parking lots. There was no question, they both agreed, the car had been stolen. She filled out forms and later filed an insurance claim. When she received the money, she bought a bright new car that she liked even better than the first one. Later, she received a call from Sears. "Hey, lady, when are you going to come back and pick up your car that you left here a month ago for us to rotate the tires? If you don't come soon, we're going to charge you for storage." You know those car finder gadgets that beep so you can find your car? They were made with expressives in mind. See, when drivers or analyticals hear an expressive tell a tale like this, they just shake their heads. It is incomprehensible to them how someone could lose a car. How does that happen? An amiable, they'll somewhat understand, but another expressive, they hear a tale like that, they just get excited with anticipation because they can't wait to tell their own lost car saga. Here's another story, true story, these are all true by the way, that combines both the forgetful and unorganized aspects of the expressive. One expressive tells of her husband bringing home a client for dinner. As she was preparing the meal, she discovered she was missing a key ingredient. She didn't want her analytical husband to know since he was constantly criticizing her lack of organization. So she tiptoed to the front door. As she looked out, she saw the client's car was behind hers in the driveway. She'd have to go ask him to move it. But wait, there were his keys on the table. So why not quietly take his car? She did. She parked in the large lot outside the supermarket, and when she came out, she not only didn't know where she parked, she didn't have any idea what kind of car it was. All she could remember was that there was a letter on the front seat, and the only reason she remembered that was because she read it. She pushed her cart up and down the lanes, peering into each car, looking for that letter, which she ultimately found. She got home safely, and no one needed to ever know. But in typical expressive fashion, when there was a lull in the conversation, she felt led to entertain the client with her escapade of taking his car without permission and reading his letter. Now, much to her surprise, he did not find it humorous, and her husband was both humiliated and incensed. She later said, "Well, everyone else I told it to thought it was hilarious. I don't know what's the matter with them." in the same category as unorganized, where there's an expressive, there's also clutter. Doesn't feel like clutter to them though, because expressives are quite comfortable in clutter. In fact, clutter has a way of finding them. Eliminating clutter requires organization and effort, neither of which are high on an expressive's priority list. Few expressives find much immediate gratification in addressing the clutter in their lives. They have the capacity to sort through debris when necessary, but they accommodate chaos quite comfortably, much to the dismay of the other temperaments, especially those analyticals who find it very difficult to think in clutter, much less function. Number four, outbursts of anger. On the plus side of anger, they will have a temper explosion, but the plus side is they forget it quickly. Temper explosions are the feelings of frustration or anger that you hold in for a while and then you lose it. Now, those amiables that we talked about last week, they're really the only temperament that doesn't struggle in some way with anger or a temper. It's just not really in their makeup. Now, drivers, not going to really have the temper explosion so much because they don't suppress anything. And temper explosion is you're suppressing until you blow up. Drivers don't really suppress anything. In the heat of the moment, they'll chew you up, spit you out, move on to the next thing. The only other temperament besides an expressive that have outbursts of anger are analyticals. Now, they're going to be much slower to get to the point of explosion than an expressive, but they'll get there. And the difference, unfortunately, is that unlike the expressive who quickly forgets, the analytical doesn't forget quickly or easily. And we'll talk about the analyticals in a couple of weeks. Expressives vent anger when life becomes difficult, unfair, or when problems are not easily solved. I watched with interest an expressive friend of ours with two young boys, another city, another church. But his boys, they'd act up. He'd tell them to stop and they wouldn't do it. They'd act up again. He'd tell them to stop, you know, maybe probably make some kind of silly parental threat that they knew he didn't mean. I knew he didn't mean it. So they'd keep on. He'd tell them again with a little laughter, a little cajoling. They'd pause for a bit and then they were soon back at it. And this kept on until suddenly Dad would just explode. That's how the expressive handled that. James 2, 19 and 20. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Proverbs 29, 11. Fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. Last negative we're going to touch on this morning for the expressives is they are poor money managers. Expressives struggle financially and tend to live paycheck to paycheck. There's not a lot of planning for the future, even if the future is no further than that next paycheck. They cash their check, spend it nearly as quickly as it came in, and then hope everyone else will cover them until payday. Now, they're generous, but typically not good tithers. Most of the time, the expressive, they just forget to tithe. Well, I spent all my money already this week. Oh, well, guess I'll just have to tithe next week. Now, the amiable, not the best at initiating tithing, but you get them started and they'll do it forever and they will enjoy it. The driver, the hardest of all the four temperaments to tithe, because it's my money. I earned it. Again, that's assuming they have not been a spirit-controlled life and a hunger for the things of God. Analytical, they're going to be the best tither. Very God-fearing. God said to tithe, I'm tithing, period. So here's where we're going to wrap up this morning. The battle for the expressive. Finish what you start. The large majority of leaders are strong drivers, but if an expressive will learn to finish what they start, they can be a fabulous leader. Ronald Reagan, Muhammad Ali, Bob Hope, Robin Williams, Bill Clinton, Don Knox, Lucille Ball, all expressives. Biblically, the Apostle Peter was also an expressive. Cracks me up when you think of him as an expressive. Some of the things we saw from Peter in Scripture. Oh, I'll walk on water. Oh, help, help, I'm drowning. Well, I'll never deny you, Lord. I don't know him. Very flexible. But wow, look how God used that wonderfully created expressive as a mighty force in the kingdom of God. So next week, we're going to wrap up the expressives, talking about how do you connect with an expressive, and then touch on a little bit of raising an expressive in case you happen to have an expressive in your home that you're raising, some tips to help you in that area. So thanks again for joining us. Have a great week.